Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Got a spirited Sports Daily here on a midweek edition. Shane and Jacob with you here on KFH. Time now for On This Day in Sports History. It's brought to you by Superior Rents, the place to get your landscape equipment. Your rental equipment headquarters, 21st and Ridge Road.
Spirited debate without insulting anybody's family.
Yeah, no name calling.
No.
I mean, there was some voice raising, but there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Heck no.
Mature banter. All right, what happened on this day in sports history? A lot of NBA draft OTD, and we can turn this into a little quiz if you'd like, and I'm going to, whether you like it or not. First of all, there was a no-hitter on this day, 1962. Earl Wilson of the Red Sox no-hit the Angels, 2-0. And in 1970, Frank Robinson hit 2 grand slams. In one game on this day as the Orioles beat the Senators 12-2. All right, Jacob.
Fernando Tatis hit 2 in 1 inning.
2 in 1 inning off the same guy. How's the same guy allowed to stay in? That was Chan Ho Park, too, I believe. How was he allowed to stay in there that long to give up 2 grannies in one inning? Okay, quiz time. Here we go. On this day, 1991, the Charlotte Hornets had the first overall pick. They drafted this player out of UNLV.
The best basketball player of all time, Larry Johnson. True story, Shane.
I don't understand
favorite
this.
Basketball player ever.
Oh, I got it.
That was not a loaded question. I did not know the answer to that going into that quiz, but Larry Johnson is my favorite basketball player of all time.
Okay. Full disclosure there. I learned something about you.
Yep.
I remember you saying something about Larry Johnson being the best ever
Love
once
Larry
before,
Johnson.
And I was like...
When we were talking about Dikembe Mutombo. That's
oh,
when,
right.
Because
okay.
He went a couple picks ahead of Mutombo.
1996. The Philadelphia 76ers selected this player first overall. He's from Georgetown.
God, maybe my second or third favorite player of all time, Allen Iverson.
Okay.
Good day for my guys.
2002.
Answer, love that guy.
The Houston Rockets had the first overall pick. Do you need further hint?
In 2002?
Yeah. Because I feel like I've given basically...
Oh, Yao.
Yes,
Yao.
Out of the...
Yeah.
Chinese League from the Shanghai Sharks, Yao Ming. Yeah. Next year, 2003, on this day, the Cleveland Cavaliers had the first overall pick.
Well, it was when I was draft eligible, so I remember it well. LeBron James.
Out of St. Vincent St. Mary High School.
I had a tough decision, LeBron or Darko. Remember that debate?
Ooh. And where was LeBron going to go? I mean... If he went...
Ohio State,
Ohio State, that's right. I think you're right, yeah. It was not Duke or Carolina or anybody. It was Ohio State. I think you're on that one. 2008, Chicago Bulls. Need another hint?
No, Derrick Rose.
Damn, you're smart.
It's too bad because talk about it, an exciting player to watch. My goodness. It's too bad the injuries caught up with him. He was fun.
Yeah, he had a good run, though. I mean, it's not like...
He did.
You know,
was
he was no
shortened,
Greg Oden, but yeah.
I mean, he was an MVP.
Right.
He was incredible and such a fun player to watch. I hated that he got hurt so many times.
He's still kind of hurt. Like,
right.
He got hurt again this year or something like that.
Yeah. I didn't know if he called it quits this year or not.
Yeah, he's getting close. 2014. Cleveland Cavaliers.
That'd be Kyrie, wouldn't it?
Mm-mm.
2014?
from Kansas.
Well, they didn't keep him, though, did they? Andrew Wiggins.
Well, no, I'm just saying he was the first pick.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, so what was Kyrie? Because Kyrie was a top pick, too, wasn't he? What year was that?
I want to say, wasn't he two or three? I mean, he wasn't. Are you going to make me look it up?
I'll look while you're quizzing.
All right, you look. We're done.
First pick in 2011.
Oh, 11. Okay.
Yeah.
Birthdays in sport. Happy birthday. Born on this day, no longer with us. Abner Doubleday, the inventor of baseball.
Name.
Died in 1893, but born on this day in 1819. This is a really good day for birthdays, June 26th. Babe Didrikson Zaharias, all-around athlete and 10-time LPGA winner, Olympic gold medal in the hurdles and the javelin. Born on this day in 1911, died in 1956. Wichita State's own Jumpy Gathers. James Gathers is 59 today, Super Bowl champion with the Broncos. You know who Jumpy Gathers is, Jacob?
I did not before you just said that.
Now don't ever forget that. He's the last Wichita State player to play in the NFL.
Okay.
Born on this day in 1960 in Georgetown, South Carolina. Greg LeMond, 3-time Tour de France winner, is 58 today. One of my favorite players in the NBA growing up, because he was looked like an Adonis, just chiseled from stone, Jerome Kersey. Mm-hmm. Power forward with the Blazers. He's no longer with us. He died in 2015.
I did not know that happened.
Yeah, Jerome Kersey left us way too soon. He was born on this day in 1962. NHL goalie. Here's one for you, Jad. NHL goalie Kirk McLean, former Vancouver Canuck, is 53. Shannon Sharp, Denver Broncos tight end, 51 today.
He could probably still suit it up, don't you think?
I think he probably could. The captain, Derek Jeter, is 45 today. Rookie of the year, 1996. Former Royal, Jason Kendall, 45 today also. So born on the same day, same year as Derek Jeter. Former Jets quarterback, Chad Pennington, 53. Former Falcon quarterback, Michael Vick. He is 39. I still can't believe Mike Vick and the Falcons went up to Lambeau Field that year and won a playoff game against the Packers.
Still, he's still unchallenged. Well, Patrick Mahomes is making a challenge for most exciting player to watch, but man.
He was ridiculous, wasn't he?
Must see TV.
Also born on this day, basketball players Raymond Felton, Darren Williams, and J.J. Barea. Happy birthday to all. Jacob and I will wrap this up right after this. Watching girls
and bands. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.